Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb on a beautiful Monday morning. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day today. High right around 75. Clear tonight. Low near 46, and then for Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 77. Just a stretch of beautiful days ahead of us in central Ohio. Get out, have a little bit of fun, do some different things. I know, Commissioner, over the weekend, you and I were talking, like the night took place on Saturday. I heard they had big crowds for that, and that was the greatest days of all. I mean, it was a little overcast, but they had a big crowd out for that. It's fall is such a beautiful time, and we're not even in officially fall yet, but it's such a beautiful time in Licking County.
I don't think the folks wanted to sit there and watch the entire Grambling Ohio State game, which was kind of a rout. So I think they probably went out and had fun at the Cruise Inn, which is great because part of the proceeds from Light the Night, which is, you know, a 30-year project now, go to help support Courthouse Lighting and the Courthouse Lighting annual fund drive in the community to get ready for Christmas is underway. Letters are going out and asking for community support. That's been the case since the late 1940s. This is quite a local tradition, even a longer tradition than Light the Night. And right now we're in a serious fundraising mode to pay to have the lights put up, to put on the Santa arrival show, and to put everything away and buy replacements and new decorations and all the things. It's an expensive little project. It means a lot to the community. I believe their goal is $50,000 this year. And I think they want to do some different things as well this year, so it's exciting. And so if you're a traditional courthouse Christmas lighting giver, you're going to be contacted. And if you're not contacted, I know they'd love to hear from you at Post Office Box 292 in Newark. Box 292 in Newark, it's a nonprofit. It's a tax-deductible contribution. And very frankly, Dave, you know that the Christmas courthouse lighting means a lot to the community. And it would certainly be a dark Christmas in Licking County if the courthouse were not lighted, period.
Well, you know, what's funny, Commissioner, is I was driving home from the Licking Valley Bishop Reedy game Friday night, football game. I'm driving right by, and I looked over at the courthouse. And I thought, boy, is that beautiful. I mean, you just even, doesn't even have to be lighted. It's just to see it at night is just beautiful. And then you start talking about the Christmas time makes it even better. Yeah, but it is so iconic. I mean, you just look over and you see that.
And you see some lifts working around the courthouse right now. You may have been curious as to why. The LED lighting that we put on the building to replace the old antiquated lighting in 2015 is when that happened, believe it or not. Time flies. And we expected about 10 years of use out of those LED fixtures that went up before COVID in 2015. That's what we've been enjoying for a decade. They're starting to fail because they only get about 10,000 hours per diode, and so as they start to they start to diminish in intensity, and then they start to fail. That's just, it's a light bulb, okay? It's a different kind of bulb, but it's still a piece of equipment. So we are buying replacement fixtures for the courthouse and methodically putting them up to replace the aging and failing fixtures so that we continue to have beautiful permanent lighting on parts of the courthouse to go with the Christmas lighting that's added. So if you wonder what we're doing, we're simply replacing out some lights right now in the building that have reached their end of life.
Let's talk a little bit, obviously, too, over the weekend before we jump into some other stuff. Licking County River Roundup, and we had Christy Hawthorne in here, and we were just talking about, you know, the amount of stuff that they pull out of the river, and we were all saying the same thing. You shudder to think, if this event had not been taking place, it's 30 years. I mean, gosh almighty, the amount of stuff that's come out of that river.
I remember when the first version of Light the Night, when River Roundup started, it hadn't been done in a number of years. And they took mountains of stuff out of the river. Now, in fairness, we're ahead of it now because, it's not just people dumping stuff. If you get high water, things just get washed into the creek. And, it's a resource, and you have to take care of it just like the highways. We pick them up. So, very, very impressed with what Soil and Water and EPA and Litter and Recycling and all the partners, and there are partners and sponsors for light.
You want to light that Christmas court right now, don't you?
You got me all excited about Christmas for the River Roundup. It's a big deal. It really is. And, we probably, in my view, don't really use the river resource yet enough. I know that there's the city of Newark has an application in to put a beautiful park on the Raccoon Creek there by Newark Station. And we have a couple of county launches now at Brownsville Road and Statens Road where you can put your canoes and kayaks in. I'd love to see somebody come back with a canoe livery again and put commercial boats on the river so people can use them. But we're getting more and more use of the Licking River, especially east of town when the river gets, you know, a little bit quicker as it moves down toward Toboso and eventually to Dillon. But it's a huge resource to have beautiful rivers in your community. We got to keep them clean. And frankly, I'm going to do everything I can to encourage more use of that natural resource because it's an asset.
Yeah. What do the commissioners know? Maybe folks may not understand kind of funding for these different things. And I know, you know, talking to Christy Hawthorne and Licking County Recycling and all those. I mean, obviously they get funding, but they also work for grants or they get grants as well. But you folks do help fund these programs. And I don't think people understand that as much.
No, we support the Park District. Obviously, it's a separate entity. Mm-hmm. They have their own tax base, and we all contribute to the Park District, but we all benefit greatly by their many, many green spaces and parks across the county that are free to use. As an example, the Park District has put considerable resources along with some EPA and some ODNR money into these two new launch areas mm-hmm. at the bridges at Brownsville and Statens. And the key is also we're trying to develop some off-road parking down there. What we don't want is people parking right off these busy roads. It's not safe to unload their stuff. And sometimes in the summer on these nice warm days when people are headed for the river, it's almost like a traffic jam down there. So we are developing, especially at Brownsville Road, on some state-owned land, some additional parking down there so people can not only use the river but safely access the river.
No doubt.
And that's important. But no, kudos to the Park District. And they've got a lot of good things coming up, including their big fall festival in early October. The moon celebration out there. I think it's October 4th.
At Infirmary Pound Park, yeah.
Emily, I've got the list right here.
Moon Rising, isn't it?
Yeah, the annual Harvest Moon Festival. Mm-hmm. If you're all looking for a beautiful fall festival to attend, that's Saturday, October 4th from noon to 5. It's a family-oriented thing. Harvest Moon Festival is probably the biggest attended event at Infirmary Mound Park in a year. 2,500, 3,000 people, but lots of room to spread out. And if you're saying to yourself, well, I can't get there because Route 37 is closed for construction, well, you can. It's open from the Granville Interchange at Route 16 South to Infirmary Mound. And the construction is beyond that. So there's no reason you can't take the state highway down, enjoy the park. And October 4th is just one big event coming up out there.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's move on to some other topics. Economic development. I know, again, if folks get your newsletter, they'll see some of the many things that are happening. But Commissioner, I don't care what else is going on. I mean, Heath has got stuff going on, Johnstown. People are the first thing they're going to go to. Well, yeah, what about what's happening with Intel? And I know you guys are keeping, the commissioner's office is keeping an eye on it too. But it has been disappointing to say the least. Business-wise, Intel is, we all know, has had some issues. And it makes you a little nervous, a little kind of what's going on out there. What are you saying to folks when they come up to you and say, what's the latest? What have you heard on Intel?
Well, all we know, and there's a limit to how much we know because it's a private company, and so they can say as much as they want. I mean, it's fine, even though there is public money in the project, but they have certainly tapped the brakes. That's an easy statement to make. I've said it before, so I'll say it right here. I'm a little frustrated and disappointed that a lot of promises were made in 2021, 2022 regarding that site. Have not come to fruition, probably to the frustration of the people at Intel and their stockholders, because I'm sure they were hoping for a little more success there. They're struggling as a company to get their act together in terms of new product in the AI world, and more power to them. I mean, I hope they're successful because we've got the base for two great manufacturing plants out in New Albany, and we at some point this decade or next, we'd like to see those plants occupied, but they're a private company. They're not going to spend millions, if not billions, to occupy those plants till they have the customers and the product ready to go. You made an interesting comment as you introduced that, and I think I'd like to reinforce that for a moment, because while there's a lot of focus on Intel and plenty of coverage on the struggles that Intel has to be relevant, but there are other companies coming to Licking County every month almost. Have you heard of Kansai Helios?
I have not, but go ahead.
Okay, well, brand new company. They have moved here, and they are moving here. The plant up there's a plant in Johnstown, about 135,000 square feet that came empty. It was a sewing shop at one time for 31, and the plant's been sitting empty. Well, guess what? Kansai Helios is an international company. They had a facility on the East Coast. They're moving the entire operation here to that 28-acre site in the Johnstown Industrial Park. We're going to go up and see them here in a few weeks and talk to their CEO and thank them for their nearly $20 million investment in Licking County this summer. Just happened. And what they do, they're state-of-the-art powder coat painting parts mostly for Toyota. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a state-of-the-art painting and powder coating facility in Johnstown, occupying an open plant that they have taken over. They're going to be employing probably about 100 people. And it's just and we at Licking County, through our GFS, we're helping them staff the place by doing job interviews for them and getting the workforce. But they are a national player in this. So sometimes we got to remember, Intel is what it is, but there's a lot of things on the perimeter happening in Johnstown, out at the Port Authority, in Aetna right now, and even in Newark and Heath generally. A lot of economic development, small and medium-sized employers coming in. Bayer is just thriving here out in Heath. And, Axiom is building their seventh plant in New Albany, the new one on Worthington Road. They're getting approvals for that right now. So we're not standing still in Licking County. We are frustrated that Intel isn't further along and is right now in a slow mode, but maybe the day will come. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to just sit around and whine about that. There is other economic development going on through Grow Licking County, through One Ohio, through Jobs Ohio, and we're just going to keep plugging away because guess what? Even before Intel was ever announced, we were doing pretty good around here, mm-hmm. bringing in new jobs on a variety of fronts. And the one good thing about Intel, well, there's several, but the one really good thing is it really put us on the map internationally because all of a sudden everybody in the world, if they were looking to site a plant in the United States and maybe in the eastern United States, we're now on the short list to look at just because we're the county Intel picked. So all of a sudden, it doesn't matter whether Intel is tomorrow or a decade away or somebody's a decade away at that site. Everybody else is, they almost are required to give Licking County sites a look, along with Fairfield and Knox and Coshocton and Franklin and Central Ohio. We get a look now just because we're on the map. And that's great.
And, it was funny. Last week I was out at Pataskala Public Library, and I was speaking with folks from ODOT, and they were talking about their 16170 corridor. And they pretty much said the same thing. Of course, all this, people think about Intel when they're talking about, expanding roads and redoing roads. But they said the same thing. We know there's still going to be great growth here in Central Ohio, and that's why they're doing this study.
More people and better intersections. Another example. This was a spinoff from Intel. Prudential Clean Room Services. They located here very early in a building at the Port Authority in Heath, and they specialize in the art of doing laundry for clean rooms, and where a speck of dust can kill you. I can't kill you, but it ruins your product.
I was going to say, you can
ruin it. Yeah. Clean Room Services, and guess what? Even though Intel is on a slow roll, there's other demand for clean room services in Ohio at various places where aeronautic work is being done and work on very small electronic systems is underway in clean rooms. And so Prudential moved right ahead. They have occupied a building out in the industrial park in Heath. They are the eighth U.S. processing center to develop what's called ISO Class 3 laundry capability. I know everybody's out there saying, oh, another laundry. Well, this is not exactly just another laundry.
This isn't bring your basket and your corn.
No, don't bring your underwear. This is high-tech stuff, and they're marketing their product to several states. But guess what? They came here. Mm-hmm. They're employing here, and that's at the Port Authority. So another example, that's a spinoff because people saw Intel's coming. Well, clean rooms, right? So here we go. But guess what? We have clean rooms right out the Port Authority for the U.S. Air Force. Mm-hmm. So, again, like the Helios plant up in Johnstown, Prudential Laundry Services for clean room service, they're here. And so we continue to be bullish on Licking County and our sites and the opportunity to do business here. And we're just going to keep, you know, you can't cry over spilled milk. Just keep moving right ahead, suck it up, and we'll keep showing our sights off. And you get some, you don't get some, but Licking County is still moving forward.
And that's why I wanted to bring that up, because everybody's, for lack of another word, everybody is completely upset with what's happening out there. You are. I don't know anybody that's not. But it didn't, like you said, it didn't stop. And that's why I wanted to bring that up. Because, and real quick, there's Heath, I think, in next week. Isn't there an opening for a facility in Heath? They're having, I can't remember which one it is, but I could have swore that Heath was having a, not a groundbreaking, having a ribbon cutting for a building next week. I'll have to look, but I'm almost sure it was next week where Heath is doing it. But regardless, I mean,
it's at the Port Authority
side. Is that the same one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the Prudential. That's the one I was thinking of then.
Yeah, and it's one of those ribbon cuttings, but they've been there for about a year.
Yeah.
But it's a celebration.
Yeah, they're going
to do
something.
And to thank them for being here. But yeah, that's all good. So, you know, we're just, you know, I've said it before on this radio show, we're just moving Licking County forward one step at a time, doing the best we can. And I think we will continue to get our share of business opportunity here.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town and Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb next on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb is our guest today. Beautiful sunny skies pretty much throughout the week. I looked at the forecast when I came in this morning, and it was sunny, sunny, sunny almost through Friday. So going to be just a great week. High of 75 today, cool tonight, low near 47, and then sunshine again on Tuesday. Great weather to get out and do stuff. One of the things you probably, people don't think about, but it's what we do around here, is you better start thinking about the election, because registration ends on October 6th and early voting begins on October 7th. You've been in this game a long time doing politics, and you know, even before working at the other radio station covering politics. Do you like all this, the early voting and all this and what we're seeing? Is that something that is a person who has to run likes, or I mean, is it, would you rather just,
well,
you know,
it's a two-sided coin. I like it because more people vote, because you know, there are some people that are handicapped and sort of bedfast and or house fast because of health issues. And it really allows the, it used to be the early voting was just if you could prove you were going out of town. Now, if you can't make it to the polling place, you can vote early by mail. Well, that's good. It's important that the people who are the citizens and the voters vote. So I'm fine with that. Now, I can tell you from a political standpoint, it used to be that all your emphasis was just a couple weeks before mm-hmm. the election in November. Now, it's before October, because voting starts around the first week in October, 30 days before the election. The election's always the first Tuesday in November. So, yeah, it's a mixed bag. But that's right now it's the law, and we do everything we can. We even have teams now that go out to the nursing homes for folks that are registered as a convenience to them, so that they can vote securely in their privacy at the nursing home or in their rooms, because they're citizens as well. So we do as much as we can to encourage voting participation. And the deadline to register, if you're not a registered voter, is
October 6th.
There you go.
October 6th, and then the very next day is early voting. So you were talking about light tonight, and then the Christmas courthouse lighting, and now we're talking about, yeah, it's amazing how quickly all this goes. And here's the beauty of this. If you just go to the Licking County Board of Elections website, I mean, they have made everything so easy. If you want to see, you're not sure who the candidates are, what the issues are, what you need to vote. It's just so easy just to click. But to your point, there are some folks that don't have that and they need help getting themselves registered or making sure everything is taken care of correctly.
Or to be able to vote.
Yep.
Yeah, they can't make it to the polling place. And really, I get it. You feel it. I feel it. This is an off-year election. This is not the presidential year or the governor year. It's what we call the off-year election. And it happens really in the odd years, 25, 27, et cetera. But there's a whole lot of stuff on there you need to pay attention to. You can go to the Board of Elections site, look at the candidates. Every township, all 25 townships, have two trustees up for election. Guess what? That's grassroots government that makes a difference in your life. You need to pick who your trustees are. Villages, councils, mayors, cities, councils, mayors, school boards, all of a sudden, a lot of the people who make your life better and affect your life with local decision-making are on the ballot this year, and most of them are at least have candidates, or some are contested. So don't think that your vote isn't important just because it's an off-year election. Probably it's just as important as the regular election because these are the people who are your local officials.
Yeah, and sadly, as I looked at this about a week or two ago, there were still some they didn't have enough people to run.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, it's sad to say you can't get them involved.
Yeah, it's a contentious world out there. Some people don't want to put themselves out, but there are a lot of good candidates out there too who are contesting seats and intending to serve, and it's up to us as the citizens to get out there and make decisions and vote. So it's all good.
Another thing that it's up to us is to help folks in our community. And the United Way of Licking County is hosting their Week of Caring next week, but they're going to have their kickoff event this Friday down at the Canal Market District. The radio station will be down there. Not only is it the Week of Caring, but they're also doing the Stuff the Bus. And this has been just unbelievable, the hygiene hubs in the high schools. Well, here's a chance that you don't have to go to the high school. You can just come down to the Canal Market District and help them bring hygiene products to kids in need.
Just as important as donating, well, almost as important as donating food to the food pantry, because these are young people. Sometimes they come from some pretty poor families. They're trying to fit in. They're trying to find their place in the world. And, you know, some of them just don't even have access to the basic hygiene things that you would like. Some of the girls, things they need, the soaps, the deodorants, the shampoo, just things that you all generally take for granted. There's a lot of families just can't afford that. They're just barely getting by. And so their kids suffer. And sometimes, you know, kids at school can be cruel. So I give you United Way credit for coming up with these hygiene hubs in the schools so that the kids that don't have access to just some of the basic hygiene items so they can help to fit in the world that they live in, that they can hand them hygiene items and they obviously are going to use them. So it is a Stuff the School Bus thing this Friday. Look, here's how you play this game. Go out and buy a whole bunch of small soaps, a bunch of small shampoos, deodorants, you name it. The kind of products you take for granted, buy a case of it. I mean, literally, just go buy a case of it. We're not talking about a fortune here. And bring it down and help stuff the bus full of these hygiene items so that these hygiene hubs at the schools, at the elementaries, middle schools, and high schools, have materials for these kids in need. We've got to take care of the next generation. It's the people that will replace us in the scheme of things as the society moves forward. You're not going to be around forever. So do something nice for the next generation when you can do it right now. And I give you an eye away. A salute for stepping up.
Yeah, it's just talking to Deb Dingus a few weeks ago. It's amazing how these hubs have helped these kids in these schools, thankfully, and never had to worry about that. But there, as you mentioned, there are families that are struggling.
They shouldn't have to worry about a bar of soap.
Nope, they should not. No. Not whatsoever. Time's running out again. If folks want your newsletter and want to kind of keep up to date on what's happening, what do they got to do?
Well, just give me a call at the county building, and I'll be glad to put you on. Just check our website. That's my number. But real quick, two dates. September 20th is the shredding and electronics recycling down at the county garage. September 20th, Saturday morning, 9 to noon. It's time to box up all those papers, records and things that are ancient, box them up, and you can have them commercially shredded. You can bring some old electronics. And then October 11th, the following month, coming up next month, October 11th, that's a Saturday, in two places, Utica and in Newark, we're going to have tire recycling. Let's keep them out of the river, and let's take them to the tire recycling events that will be in Utica and Newark, October 11th. And if you got some old tires on your property, load them up. Let's get it done.
And then finally, biggest question of the day, OU and Ohio State on Saturday. I know you bleed the green and white, so Ohio State and Ohio.
Rufus is coming. Rufus is coming to the Buckeye Horseshoe Saturday, and I'm predicting an upset.
Oh,
I think number one's going down, which would put Ohio University in the playoff picture for the national championship after knocking off two top 20 teams 2 weeks in a row. Hey, you got to believe, right?
That's right.
You
got to
believe.
If you don't have faith, what do you have?
What do you got?
So there you go. You heard it here first. Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb taking Ohio over Ohio State. Boy, oh boy.
With points.
Good call on that one. You saved yourself. Again, always, as always, like to thank Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb for coming in today. Be sure to join us on Wednesday. John Renner with the Granville Angels Foundation will be in to talk about the wonderful work they're doing to help kids in our community and families of kids who are suffering from a very debilitating disease. So that'll be Wednesday, John Renner with the Granville Angels Foundation.